I'm joined here by Eric McWoods after Finn Harps' 2-2 draw with Derry City. Eric, should it have been all 3 points?
Oh, 100%, it should have been 3 points. To be honest, I thought we outplayed them, and especially away, and us, you know, being with a lot of pressure, being at the bottom table, I think we deserve the 3 points, you know, but football's unlucky, and now we have to look for bows in about a week, so it's bittersweet right now for us. So,
yeah, you got off to a great start and went 1-0 up after eight minutes. Mm-hmm. Philip took the goal very well.
Yeah, very well, and I think Rainey passed it, if I'm correct. It was a great touch by him, and I was psyched for Philip because, you know, he works hard. He's been, you know, and he's been doing well, so it's good to see him get the goal. It's just I'm so mad. This is bittersweet right now. But
yeah, Derry didn't have that many chances, but they scored a great free kick to get back on level terms.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're a good team. They'll find a way to get back into the game. You have to respect that. They've been doing well all season. Obviously, they haven't been doing great the last three or four games, but you know, this is football, and they fight to the end, and I have to respect that. So,
you had a great battle with Owen Toole and Shane McElhinney the whole match. You didn't give them a moment's peace, and when you got the goal chance, you took it well.
Yeah, I was happy, just trying to use my pace and my athleticism to get behind and, you know, to win headers and try to fight for the team. And kind of mad I cramped at the end, you know, I think the last 15, but, you know, I was happy to get a chance and happy to score it. And, you know, I just wish we got 3 points because that's all I'm thinking about right now. So,
was there a touch of offside about your goal, did you think, or did you manage to stay on?
I thought I was onside because I curved my run. So I've been watching movement, you know, from players, top players. So I try to, you know, I tried to curve the run to stay onside. I think I'm 100%. I thought I was onside. I have to watch video, but I don't know.
And like it was they threw everything at you in the last 10 minutes, and they eventually got through for the equalizer.
Yeah, it was. I was on the bench. I saw the goal. It looked like it was a back post header, but I mean they did well. I mean, you got to respect it. They've been, like I said, doing well all season, and you know they were throwing everything, long ball, and that's normal the last, you know, 10 minutes of the game when you're down 2-1. So,
yeah. So you'll take a draw from this. There's a break now. Yeah. Now next week, and you'll try and get the bodies right and go again after the restart.
Yeah, obviously it's a break. You know, I think we needed, you know, with all the games that we played and the guys, I think it's good that most guys, you know, are going to have a refreshed mind when they come back, and that's super important. So hopefully, like this kind of the second half of the season, we can, you know, build our momentum and you know, start getting points on the board. Because I think, I mean, if you watch us play today, there's no chance that we have 11 points. Like, we have a really good team. You know, it's just we've been unlucky, but I think this break is good for us. It's kind of good momentum that we drew. Obviously, we want to win, but going into the break against Bows in about, I don't know how long it is, but but we'll be ready to play them. So.